how to hit on VCs, the beauty of FOMO, and the one thing you should never say when talking to investors. All that and more on today's Son of a Pitch. I'm Michael Cuenca. Let's get cracking.
A great strategy is to play with FOMO. Create a little bit of competition in your VC negotiations. Give yourself like 6 months. In that time, you'll be able to understand when people make decisions, when they invest, and when you can get a deal so that you can time your deal-making moments all around the same time. If you start in January and you know that come June, investors will be ready to start making a deal, don't then start again a new process with another investor 3 months later. Try to synchronize so that when you're negotiating, you negotiate simultaneously. That gives you leverage. That gives you a good understanding about the other investors' styles and techniques. You might even learn about a little nuanced element in a contract or negotiation you can use in another negotiation. One thing to know is you should never, ever tell VCs who you're talking to. What they'll do is they'll, as soon as the meeting's over, they'll pick up the phone, give that guy a call, give that investor woman a call and say, hey, have you heard of startup X? Do you want to maybe go on a deal with them? Or do you want to figure something out, or you want to get their opinion? The moment they'll hear about you talking to someone else, they'll call them up right away, and that won't work out in your favor. And lastly, most importantly, making sure you have enough runway ensures that by the time you're speaking to an investor, you're not going to come at them sounding desperate. Like dating, nobody likes to invest on the desperate guy or desperate girl. They'll just be like, oh, that's cute. I don't want any of that because it's so weird. You don't want any of that stuff, man. Like dating, you need to treat investor relationships with confidence and control and convey a sense of ownership about your company. You don't want to go in there saying, hey, I need your money really bad or I'm going to die tomorrow, because then you'll be in the shittiest possible negotiation place you could ever put yourself. So ultimately, understanding how to play with FOMO, the fear of missing out, how to mess with investors' sense of competitive nature against other investment firms, and also how to approach a conversation with an investor without sounding desperate are key things to do when trying to get yourself a better deal in negotiations. Consider timing effectively, consider your approach, but most importantly, consider the fact that investors talk with each other. And so leverage all of that to your advantage when negotiating with investors.
Thanks so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. I got lots of interviews and amazing stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks, so smash that subscribe button. Don't forget to stay happy, stay hydrated, and give zero fucks what other people think. You've been listening to Son of a Pitch with Michael Cuenca. I'm Michael Cuenca, and I will see you soon.